The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, more Father's Day healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cranking it up here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Hour two begins now, and I'm thinking of a great Father's Day gift to have this day. And my wife, my honey, she just brought me in a nice, organic, beautiful smoothie with some superfoods in it, and I'm enjoying that in the meantime. Also, one of the coolest things on Father's Day, I get to hang out with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez right here on the radio. Dr. Nick, welcome back, my friend.
Robert, it's so great to be back. Hope you're having a good Father's Day.
Oh, it's really good. And like I said, I could just hang out with you. We could talk for hours, never get bored of anything we discuss. We end up doing, of course, a lot of healing work within the physiological realm, but recognizing that healing can be applied, these principles that we work with in our lives, in your lives as well, in all areas of life, economics, politics as well, and even spiritual stuff, which is par for the course, because we are everything. It's that body, mind, spirit, bringing it all back together to recognize this reductionist, isolationist viewpoint of life has not done us a great service. Perhaps it's done a great service for the chemical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex, but not human life.
Couldn't agree with you more. As Kelly always said when I first was talking to him, getting well isn't just taking the right supplement. That would be too easy. You know, it's 100% physiological, nutritional, 100% psychological, and 100% spiritual in everybody, including me. So you've got to address those issues. Too often the alternative world, although that's changing too, they think about the magic vitamin that's going to make people have perfect lives. You can't have a perfect life unless you address psychological and spiritual issues. Impossible.
Exactly. And now, last hour we just went on a light kind of topical discussion of kind of the kind of gross things that people do for Father's Day. I guess this is a year-round thing, but Super Don, my producer, is kind of grossed out about this. One of the things they said, bringing coffee into the bathroom, and Don, he loves his coffee everywhere. And I was thinking, how are you gonna do a coffee enema without getting some coffee in there? I don't think they considered that in the article.
The only place to bring coffee is the bathroom. In fact, the only place I bring it, as I told you before, is into the bathroom to do my enemas. I don't drink it. I just use it as enemas. The proper use of coffee is as an enema. It's just a bizarre, perverse thing where people actually drink the stuff, which is...
What is that all about, drinking coffee? Super Don, you see now? You can't argue with Dr. Nick.
That's right. I'm a highly trained, skilled professional.
I'll respectfully disagree, but I won't argue. How's that?
We can absolutely respectfully disagree.
Okay.
Yes. No, and that's what's classic about when we get together and talk about things. Sometimes, you know, it's talk radio. We acknowledge we'll offend folks. It's not, whether it's our intent or not, that's for you all to decide. I don't think we're intending to. But the fact is, I love to be able to discuss things like we do when we get together with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. And really get some backstories on not only true causes of cancer and things like that, but also think about, as we say, the spiritual basis for disease. I have said so many times over the years, Dr. Nick, that where modern medicine went wrong, we can pick out a lot of things, but I would say when they divorce themselves from spirit, from that vital force, the life-giving, sustaining force, which is non-physical, when they said it's all about chemistry, we're all a bunch of lump of chemicals, if we can just manipulate it, we'll be good. When they divorce themselves from life itself, it all went wrong.
Yeah, it did. And that would be the mid-19th century. And a lot of the great pathologists who did work like Virchow, I mean, they were great believers in the reductionist approach to disease that were no different than a laboratory animal. Of course, the theory of evolution, Darwin, would be just a couple, you know, bunch of chemicals that came together. We don't have a psychology or a spirit. That's one of the problems with Darwinism. It really reduced people to just thinking of humans as just laboratory rats. And of course, that reductionist approach never works in practice. I have patients that, until they start addressing psychological and spiritual issues, are really going to struggle getting well. And one of the problems I face in my practice, people think, oh, we have the magical enzymes and the clofianim is the organic diet and everyone's going to get well and be happy. But it's a lot of work. You got to deal with the physical, but that's the foundation. The nutritional physical is the foundation. Psychological and spiritual are really far more profound and as important, if not more important, than any nutritional intervention. Even though we treat people nutritionally, I know it's just the foundation when you're dealing with humans.
Yeah, and we have listeners from literally all over the world to this show. They really respond and resonate with this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I always like to get backstories of guests. And we've talked about so many things over the years. Some might say, Dr. Nick, you're one of the smartest guys on planet Earth. And you're very scientific and very intellectual. But how do you fit the spiritual into that realm? Because they say, well, you can't believe in spiritual stuff. You're too smart for that.
That's right. I'm too smart. I'm too educated. I'm too much of an expert. It's actually because of my scientific and investigative journalism training that I really became very, in fact, to use the term religious, and actually began reading the Bible every day. And people say, why? I did not grow up in a Bible-thumping fundamentalist family. Quite the opposite. I come from four generations of classical musicians. My cousin, Juan Jose, now dead, was one of the greatest jazz musicians to come out of Latin America. There's a tradition of art and music and literature, and there's no tradition of religion in my family at all whatsoever. They're very educated, intellectual, humanistic people. And I grew up that way, and I accepted Darwinism, thought the Bible was a nice allegory, even though I never opened one. And I was trained as an investigative journalist by some of the best, as some of your listeners know, we've talked about it. My first job after college, I went to Brown, had a degree in, just to give my background, a degree in literature, Phi Beta Kappa, all those honors, all that stuff. My first job was at Time Inc., first cover story at 24 at New York Magazine, then got interested in medicine because of my interest in cancer research as a result of some stories I'd written. Went to Columbia, did the pre-med stuff in a year and a half, 4.0 average, took physical chemistry, got A+ in organic chemistry, just to give my scientific credentials. Then, as you, this isn't set to boast, it's just to give the definition of what right do I have to say anything about this. You know, I was accepted to every major medical school I applied to, from Stanford to Johns Hopkins, went to Cornell to work at Sloan Kettering. My boss was the president of Sloan Kettering. The rest is history. Now I do coffee enemas and nutrition. Well, I was taking a course in genetics at Columbia as part of my pre-med work, and was taught by a medical geneticist, and part of the course dealt with DNA and how DNA works, because all genetics now is based on DNA. And he was a medical geneticist and worked at the medical center. And he said every mutation that's ever been documented, every single mutation that's ever been documented, from radiation, chemical carcinogenesis, from spontaneous mutation, always produces a less fit animal, less fit human, diseases, abortive fetuses, increased cancer rates, period. And this is a guy who was an expert in medical mutations. The very next week, we changed the subject to evolution, and the same guy who had gotten up and said every mutation that's ever been documented leads to less efficient, less adopted, less effective human or animal, said, evolution, this is the glorious story of how spontaneous mutations produce a better adapted, more effective, more efficient animal, whether it's human or otherwise. I said, wait a minute. The same guy, within a week, he was not talking 6 months later, completely contradicted himself. Either mutations lead to less adapted animals or more adapted. So after class, you know, I was older than most of the Columbia students in the class. I've been a journalist for 7 years. I went up to him, and I wasn't being confrontational. You know, I was trying to get an A in the course. I had to get into medical school. And I said, right. I'm a little confused. You know, I'm a little older than these other guys. But you just contradicted yourself. And here's a guy who had a PhD in medical genetics, taught at Columbia, was in their medical school as a medical geneticist. It's as if he never thought about the fact he was totally contradicting, and he couldn't give me an answer. And I got a little suspicious, and of course I was busy as I got into medical school, but over the years as I became more scientifically sophisticated, I began to look in the whole issue. And I began to realize, although evolution is taught all over the world in science classes in high school and college, as a fact, a scientific fact, of course it remains, as Darwin called it, a theory. And it's interesting. It's based, as everyone knows, everyone has taken high school biology, that it's predicated on the fact that in some seed that no one's witnessed, that doesn't exist today, through some miraculous process that no one's been able to replicate in a laboratory, no one's witnessed, no one's seen, no one can define, no one can even outline, chemicals spontaneously came together and produced life. So I started asking my professors, all of whom believed in evolution, whether in medical school or when I was doing my pre-med work, could you give me any evidence? Can you give me the scientist who's ever created life in a test tube? Could you give me the name of a scientist who's ever witnessed it, who could give me the outline of what experiments you need to do to create it? They would just get flabbergasted and angry, and I began to realize it wasn't really a science. It was more kind of like a fanatical religion. You have to realize it all came from Darwin. Darwin was operating during the middle of the 19th century before DNA had even been discovered. And, you know, he went to the Galapagos, as everyone knows. And the famous story of the Darwin's finches, there was this group of finches. There, about every 3 feet in the forest canopy, you'd have a finch with a slightly different beak because the food in that area would be slightly different. And there were like 12 or 14 different layers in the canopy, and each one was different. So he proposed they all descended from a single common form. And everyone believed it. In fact, David Lack, one of the great ornithologists of the 20th century, wrote a book in 1948 called Darwin's Finches, where he repeated, you know, almost 100 years later, Darwin's theory. But the problem is no one had ever seen a common ancestor. No one's ever seen one in the fossil record. No one ever has seen one finch turn into another finch. So as these things began to become percolate in my mind, I said, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I began, as I became more sophisticated biochemically, I realized how more impossible it would be, you know, all biochemical processes in all species of animals, plant or animal, depends on DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, which is a fundamental genetic material in every nucleus and every cell in the body, including in viruses that don't really have nuclei, but it's a fundamental material that allows life to form. DNA is a double helix. It's just two molecules wrapped around each other, produces proteins that allow life to occur. For DNA to replicate, this is the contradiction which precludes the theory of evolution. For DNA to replicate, it needs energy. The only kind of energy it can use, it can't use lightning bolts, it can't use anything like that. It only can use ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is produced through a very complicated series of reactions, the glycolysis, citric acid cycle, electron transport in the cell, both in the cytoplasm and in the mitochondria, which are the enemy factories in mammalian cells. Each of one of these three processes, glycolysis, citric acid, electron transport, has multiple steps, each of which requires an enzyme, which is a protein. Enzymes only come from DNA. So for DNA to replicate, it needs energy that require enzymes already to be present. So it's kind of like,
right.
You can't have spontaneously DNA forming, ATP forming, enzymes forming,
right.
cell membranes forming, mitochondria forming, in order for DNA to do anything.
Yeah, and that's the transformation I want to talk about, too, the life, the spirit that is well beyond even the intellect of man to really encompass. And Darwin, he was wrong. And I will explain that a little bit more with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Also, my good friend Liam Sheff destroyed Darwin in his book, Official Stories, as well. I think you'd enjoy that. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. Father's Day edition of the Robert C.I. Bell Show this hour with special guest Nicholas Gonzalez. The doctor is in.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dad's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show this Sunday afternoon. In case your response to Dr. Nick Gonzalez's first segment with me today was, oy. What did he say? Well, Dr. Nick's going to make it simple for us as well. We were talking about a little bit of Darwinism and the fact that it's not validated, confirmed, triple-checked science that actually is rooted in fact. It's a theory that's never been proven. Why are we discussing that? Because we're bringing the spirituality into this discussion, which we love to do, and Dr. Nick is also loving to do it as well. So, Dr. Gonzalez, what can you do to simplify that whole segment we just went through?
One thing that I'm often criticized about when I bring up my beliefs is, well, the fossil record proves. Well, the fossil record's very interesting. No one I've ever met, no scientist I've ever met, has ever seen a fossil form. You know, we have a farm in Vermont. My family's had it for 50 years. And when leaves fall to the ground, they rot. There was a fox who died one year, and the year next year I came back, it was gone. It was rotted. When I was a journalist, I had a story to do out in the Dakotas, and I got to go on the plains. And it was estimated 30 million buffalo were slaughtered during the 19th century. It was tragic. And they were just left there to rot. And I walked those plains looking for buffalo fossils, and all I could find was soil. And, of course, the biologist who was showing me this said, oh, of course, they all rotted. And I'm saying this is a little perplexing because the fossil record, which is thousands of feet deep, shows leaves and insects fossilized. And yet fossils are not forming anywhere on Earth. You ever think about that? They're not forming. Has anyone ever seen a fossil form? No. Neither did I. Henry Morris, now deceased, was a PhD hydraulics expert. He was an engineer who was sort of was a half a Christian, half a believer, until he started looking into the fossil record, which is his area of expertise. And so the only thing that could explain it is some extraordinary cataclysmic event where there were enormous pressures happening very quickly that caused the desiccation of fossilization of everything from insects and leaves to dinosaurs. And he said it had to be the biblical great flood story. We get the way it's described is you get water coming from inside the earth and from above the earth in within days, just creating enormous hydraulic pressure that would fossil. And he proved that that could happen. That's the other thing was very simple. To make it really, really simple, evolution is based on the fact that chemicals come together spontaneously to create cells and life. Well, okay, let's do a thought experiment. PETA people out there, this is just a thought experiment. Take a laboratory rat, put it in pure CO2. What happens? It dies. That was a living rat. Now it's a dead rat. All the chemicals needed to produce life are there. Hand that to an evolutionary biologist and say, well, all the chemicals needed to produce life are there in every proportion, every form, every correct amount. Because this was a living being before, now it's not, but all the chemicals are still there. Make it come alive. If evolution were true, they'd be able to do that. Well, they said that a rat's too complicated. We'll take a cell culture. We'll say, well, that's too complicated. We'll take a single cell, like a paramecium, put it in pure CO2. What happens? It dies. All the chemicals needed to support life, to allow life to exist, are there in that dead paramecium. They're all there in the right proportion, the right amounts, the right forms. An evolutionary biologist should be immediately able to take that dead paramecium and make it come to life. But you know what? They can't do it. So even when presented with all the chemicals needed to support life that allowed life to exist 2 seconds before you introduce CO2, they're all there. But once it's dead, you can't make it come back to life. The Bible says living things have a spirit. When it dies, the spirit goes back to God, all living things. So that's a very interesting concept. If it really were that simple, if really mechanistic reductionist, where you just mix the right chemicals together, every scientist who believes in that should be able to take a dead living cell and immediately make it come back to life. And yet no one on earth can do that. No scientist has ever been able to do that. That itself, in a simplistic kind of basic way, shows the bankruptcy of the theory of evolution, because it's simply not plausible, nor is it possible. Earlier I was talking about the biochemistry, how it's implausible based on biochemical reality. But in terms of simplistic phenomena, you just take a dead cell, give it to an evolutionary biologist, and here are all the chemicals needed to produce life in the right form, right proportion. You have to believe spontaneously in a sea that doesn't exist, no one's ever seen, no one's ever witnessed, that some kind of magical creation, chemicals would come together and create a living cell. How is that possible?
Well, and then we go to the concept of what I call the majesty of creation, and someone will say, well, that's not very scientific. I was like, listen, without that breath of life, the spirit, there is no life. And
that's right.
That is,
breath of life is exactly the word. Well, it's because of my increasing doubts about the science of evolution, the fact that, well, I already doubted expert because I was getting interested in nutrition, and none of my professors at Cornell cared about it, except Dr. Good, my mentor, President Sloan Kettering. None of them could give me scientific answers to the questions I was raising about evolution, which all of them believed in, even Dr. Good believed in, but they couldn't answer it. They would get very emotionally uneasy. And because of that, I said, well, you know, there are two options. Either the science can be proved, which it can't be, or the Bible's correct, and God created the universe in 6 days. And the idea that, you know, well, this is intelligent design, that's being a half-believer. You either believe in it or you don't believe in it. It's kind of being pregnant. Either are or you aren't. God did it in 6 days or didn't do it at all. The Hebrew word yom, which is used in Genesis 1, refers to a 24-hour day. It's not a period of time. It's not. First of all, that's just the rationalization. The fact is, either science can explain evolution, which it cannot, and I've spent 30 years studying it, and I got A-plus in biochemistry.
Dude, we got to take a break. Speaking about a 24-hour day, we got about a five-minute break to get back with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll also talk about some cancer evidence for cures and causes with Dr. Nick as well. So stick around. Lots more to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, it's Father's Day. We already covered the warnings on genetically modified deer, chemtrails burning up jet fuel, and cannabis, lungs, mumps, and whooping cough vaccine failures. We are talking with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez about all things healing. And, I love that we can integrate together, as I love to do all the time, spirit into the healing. And Dr. Nick, I'm so grateful we could chat about these things openly in this way and help people to understand a little bit of your backstory and insight into why you do what you do. You know, this isn't all about, you know, a lump of chemicals that you're manipulating and people come to you with cancer and that are alive 25-plus years later.
And for those who my discussion made nervous, just let me assure you, it's not a bad thing if God really exists. Not a bad thing. It's not a terrible thing. It really is.
It's not so bad.
It's really a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He promises eternal life. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, and whatever you call it. I know we talk about sometimes semantics kind of separate people. I get the spirit of what we're talking about, the essence of life itself, and I think that should transcend any language barriers that we have, and that's what we like to do here. I find that our listening audience, again, is very diverse, but our desire to be well and hopefully protect not only the external environment, but the internal environment or milieu that's being damaged by many of these toxicological assaults from modern medicine and an overemphasis or dependence on a petrochemical monopoly. You know, these things have certainly in some ways advanced us in a lot of ways of convenience and ease, but there is that darker or toxicological side that we can't ignore along the way, or else we scratch our heads and say, we have no idea why kids have cancer.
Well, kids have cancer because they live in the wrong world at the wrong time. You know, in traditional cultures, as Weston Price, whom I've spoken about many times, showed, they didn't have cancer in their cultures. Whether they were the Eskimos of the Arctic, the high Andes descendants of the Incas, the Maasai, the Polynesians, they didn't have cancer ever. And the idea that they all died at age 20 is nonsense. There were old Eskimos and old Inca descendants and old Maasai. They didn't have cancer. It just didn't exist. And they were studied repeatedly by different groups. Traditional people didn't have cancer, adults or kids. So kids having cancer, that's our fault. It's our fault because of what we've done to the world. Mm-hmm. That's not God's fault. You know, why do kids get cancer? That proves God doesn't exist. No, it proves actually the Bible is very literal. It said, you turn away from me, I turn away from you, leave it up to you. And when the world's left up to us, we can see what's happening right now. It becomes a total ecological, psychological, and spiritual mess. And the reason
Dr. Nick, the dietary laws, the food laws, kashrut, kosher, I mean, these were all about cleanliness, and we sort of lost sight of that because we've become technological, man. I am certain that if the kosher laws were written today, they would disinclude or not include genetically modified food, pesticide-laden, toxic, heavy metal-containing foods, but that's just not something I think enough of the rabbis and priests and preachers or whatever are talking about in their congregations.
Yeah, they tend to live in esoteric, even people that actually do read the Bible. I mean, the Mosaic Law was filled with dietary restrictions, which were for the benefit of the Israelites. It wasn't some perverse punishment. This was for the protection of the Israelites. And they were actually dictates about how to run your farm. You know, after 6 years of farming, you had to let the land lie fallow so it would regenerate. And that's one of the principles of organic farming. You have to let land lie fallow. So there are all these not only dietary restrictions and dietary requirements, but there's also detoxification routines and fasting. And when you're sick, you go outside, you leave the community, and you go outside and you fast, and you eat certain foods. All this is in the Bible, and it really is quite wonderful, because the idea of eating the right food at the right time, and detoxification, and how to deal with your land, the Bible is filled with, the Old Testament, Mosaic Law particularly, filled with requirements on how to treat the land so it remains productive. Israel was the land of milk and honey, and God wanted to make sure that it stayed that way. So there are all kinds of regulations about that for the benefit of the Israelites, for the benefit of the community.
And Dr. Nick, I may have a controversial statement here in that I think healing should go back into the churches and the synagogues and take it out of the realm of the government where they license healers, a.k.a. doctors, which restricts and limits, it monopolizes, and it dominates and it limits innovation. And certainly, I feel like if we can remove a lot of these global corporate interferences, again, sponsored and sanctioned by government, we could get back to real healing again.
Oh, sure, yeah. You win in the marketplace. Right now, you have monopolies created by licensing boards. You know, Ron Paul wrote a wonderful essay about three years ago about how even physicians shouldn't really be licensed. And that's traditionally they weren't licensed. You know, it was kind of like a training thing, apprenticeship type of situation. Mm-hmm. And people who were good physicians are people who got people well, and people that are bad physicians, no one would go to them because everyone knew. Now because of licensing, people go to bad physicians simply because they're at a major academic institution and don't question the treatment, even if it's devastating, like chemo for diseases where it doesn't work. They could submit to it because they believe the licensing or the academic physician gives some kind of authority and some kind of credibility, but it really doesn't. and a lot of the really good physicians now are outside the mainstream. So licensing does not ensure credibility or competence. And Ron Paul actually thought we should do away with all licensing. And the marketplace actually would control it. Right now, there's a perversion of the marketplace through licensing, which allows bad doctors doing acceptable things that don't work to continue unharmed. And good doctors who do good things, like Dr. Brzezinski, to be attacked mercilessly by licensing.
And to your point, Dr. Gonzalez, the idea of licensure protecting the public, look at what it's done. The medical profession, what percentage of the medical profession still buys into the myth that cholesterol is bad for us?
Every day they buy into that. I almost dropped dead. About 3 weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal had a major article on one of their sections. Was the lead article in one of their internal sections, not on the first page, about everything we believed about fat is wrong. I said, my God, in the Wall Street Journal. And it went on for paragraphs about how the belief that saturated fat and cholesterol are the cause of heart disease all comes from the fraudulent work of Ansel Keys, who basically manipulated his data to try and make, because he believed emotionally that fat caused heart disease. You know, very simple. And when you looked at people who died of heart disease, there was cholesterol in the arteries. Therefore, i.e., cholesterol causes heart disease. Cholesterol comes from fatty food. And so Keyes forgot the fact that 80% of cholesterol in the body is created in your own liver, that no one has ever been able to associate dietary cholesterol with heart disease. And the theory was that saturated fat causes cholesterol to go up, and that causes heart disease. All of that was myth. It was all created science based on false and fraudulent information. But physicians still believe it. They still think you have to lower cholesterol. It's just absolutely crazy.
We have an article here, Dr. Nicholson, I wanted to ask you about, because there's an article here about low cholesterol levels being super dangerous for patients with kidney cancer. Can you make that clear to the audience?
I can't tell you how many times I have patients with advanced cancer come into my office and they're so proud of the cholesterol at 130. I said, that's part of it. I stamped my fist on the desk dramatically and said, that's part of the problem. Your cholesterol's too low. Cholesterol, it's been known for 15, 20 years that people with lower cholesterol have twice the cancer rates of people with high cholesterol. That's been known, and now it just came out specifically with renal cancer. But when they break it down into individual cancers, it's almost across the board. As you know, I always read the esoteric scientific literature. The study's gone back 20 years, associating low cholesterol with cancer. It never got mainstream press publicity because the press, like the scientific community, had bought into this idea that cholesterol is the enemy of mankind, forgetting the basic fact that it's an essential nutrient. So that it never got mainstream. Now with this renal cell study, it's starting to get out there. Plus the fact Time magazine's cover story last week was on everything we believe about fat is wrong. It was a 50-year of experiment based on false information with the academic authorities, including the government and American Heart Association, jumping on this bandwagon, not really looking at the original data, which I did, which didn't support what the claims were. So people went on this great adventure. They want low-fat, high-carbohydrate fuels. Obesity became epidemic. Insulin-resistant diabetes is epidemic. Cancer is increasing. That's what low-fat, high-carbohydrate diets did. Now, we have patients in our practice that do need to be on a lot of carbohydrates, but they all need to be on fats. Some need more plant-based fats than animal fats, but everybody needs fat and everybody needs some cholesterol. There's not a single patient in my practice where I'm trying to lower their cholesterol below 200. They come in, their cholesterol is 205 and they're semi-hysterical. It's ridiculous. People who are fighting cancer need high cholesterol. Cholesterol, to me, is a monitor of a healthy immune function. When you're fighting disease, you want your cholesterol to be high. It's a free radical scavenger. It's one of the most efficient free radical scavengers in the body. It helps the body neutralize toxic chemicals and free radicals. The brain is 60% fat. A lot of it is cholesterol. The brain can't work without cholesterol. That's why a lot of people who go on statins have memory problems, like the physician astronaut who wrote a book about it. He went on statins and 2 weeks later lost his memory. When he went back on fat, he got it back. So fat not only helps the brain, but it's absolutely essential for normal immune function. It's essential as a free radical scavenger. It's essential for liver function. Cholesterol has so many functions in the body. It is the precursor, the direct precursor to the steroid hormones, the estrogen in women, testosterone in males, the cortisol hormones, the mineral corticoids, the cortisol type hormones. The adrenals produce over 100 hormones. They're all based on cholesterol. You lower cholesterol, you can't produce adrenal hormones. You can't deal with stress. You can't deal with infection. You lower cholesterol, your immune system can't work. It becomes impotent. It becomes immobilized. You lower your cholesterol too much, you can't produce testosterone or estrogen. Who wants any of that? And then the brain can't function, just to make the picture really completely catastrophic.
Well, you mentioned brain and nervous system health. That impacts, of course, emotions and cognitive ability. But think about all of the aberrant behaviors. I see even in the health food stores, their low-fat, no-fat sections. And I'm thinking, if anybody should figure this out, the natural products industry should know that we've been lied to by the medical profession. That's why it's been so successful and become a large industry. But there's still a lot of the myths pervading from medicine into the health food stores.
One of my great frustrations going into health food stores over the, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years. I've been interested in nutrition for 35 years. You go into health food store, traditionally, it's all about low fat and vegetarian and no fat and low fat. And if they have cheese, if they agree to have, it's always low fat organic cheese. You know, the fat is there for a reason. That's where all the essential fatty acids are. That's where the fat soluble vitamins like vitamins A, D, K1, and K2 are. They're in the fat portion of the milk. That's what you need. Babies cannot survive on low-fat milk. Neither should we as adults be eating low-fat dairy products or low-fat products. And again, the health food store, so much of it was low-fat. I remember reading one of Ornish's books, and Ornish, one of the great fanatics about anti-fat, he thinks everyone should be on no more than 8% of fat, all from plant-based sources. One of his books from the 1990s, he's filled with recipes, and they have 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of sugar. It's unbelievable that this guy, who's known as a nutritional guru, would have ever published a cookbook recommending people add sugar to food. But he did, and that helped fuel the whole diabetes epidemic. So, yes, we need fat. And health food stores were not at the forefront of this. They should have been, but they bought into the low-fat fanatical vegetarian approach.
Yes, they did. And I'm telling you, every day I'm confronted with people, doctors and health food people alike, that still don't get the fat issue the way that Dr. Nick Gonzalez does. DrDr-Gonzalez.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. Of course, he's working on a new book. We may get a quick update on that and maybe controversy surrounding guns and restrictions to the Second Amendment. Who should we really restrict? I'm going to ask him. Yeah, that's right. Get ready for some controversy with Dr. Nick Gonzalez here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super foods, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
What do we want from dads on Father's Day? Well, I urge you to raise your kids to think, to ask questions, to challenge authority, to not listen to experts, particularly from the modern petrochemical medical monopoly, because they've done a great disservice to us over the last 100 years. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez knows that firsthand. He's been having to undo a lot of the damage that doctors have done to patients that finally come to see him and get well. He's got many books. And in fact, one of my favorite, of course, goes through the history here of what went wrong, the truth behind the clinical trial of the enzyme treatment of cancer. He's working on a book of how many case studies do you think you're going to be able to fit into this monstrous book you're doing?
Well, it's probably at least two volumes, maybe even going into three. It's going to be at least 120. I've got close to 100 done. So we are making progress. I know you ask about it. We are making progress. As I've said to you before, I have this day job that takes up some time, but yes. Slowly but surely.
Amazing that you do all that you do, Dr. Nick. And I thought, since we never really wade into controversial territory, you and me, we might do it this time. We're big defenders of what's called the Second Amendment. We believe in a right to keep and bear arms because we know that it's the last line of defense against a tyrannical government. That's what the Founding Fathers intended. It wasn't about hunting. It wasn't even about just personal protection. Yet there might be some level of restriction to the Second Amendment that we would be willing to support. Maybe, just maybe. What might that be?
You and I were joking about that. I said, in this country, liberals should be restricted or severely restricted in terms of owning guns. And people, we're not trying to offend anyone. We're talking half in humor here. But when you look at the mass killers, it's very interesting. Whenever there's an event where there's multiple shootings, people like Bloomberg immediately say, oh, it's the Tea Party, the haters, the right wing. And of course, then they quickly shut up and the media shuts up because the great majority of them, recently there was the two policemen were killed and these two nut jobs, man and woman, apparently were, neo-Nazis. But the great majority of the mass murderers have been liberals. For example, Hassan, who was the Fort Hood shooter, was a registered Democrat. Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter, was a very fanatical Obama voter. The Virginia Tech shooter, Cho was his name, wrote hate mail to Bush and was a registered Democrat. James Holmes, the Dark Knight, the Colorado shooter, was actually a staff worker on the Obama campaign. Amy Bishop was the neuroscientist. I remember when she killed three people, immediately Bloomberg said, this is the Tea Party, she's probably right. Turned out she was a fanatical Obama supporter. Now, I can go on and on. For every one so-called right-wing, there are 10 mass shooters who are liberals or Democrats. And it shouldn't be surprising. Two facts. First, liberal Democrats are great supporters of abortion, which is basically you treat life like it's worthless. This has become part of our consciousness in this country. 70 million, 60 million, I don't know how many exactly at this point, unborn babies, perfectly healthy, who bothered nobody, did nothing, committed no great sin, or just killed or destroyed. That's what it is. I'm a physician. When you take out a baby who's 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, it's a living being. It's killed. Secondly, the Democratic talking points for the 2014 election, 2016 election, they've already announced it. This is public. I'm not making this up. Envy and resentment. When your political thesis is based on envy and resentment, you're asking for trouble. You're teaching people that they deserve something for nothing, that it's somebody else's fault that they're an alcoholic or a drug user and didn't do their homework in high school. It's not your fault. It's somebody else's fault. When you have a political theory of thesis, talking points based on envy and resentment, which is going to be the Democratic talking points, according to the Democratic political operatives, this is poisonous. It isn't like Ronald Reagan, you know, America's the nation of the country on the hill, the city on the hill, that anybody can achieve anything, anyone can do anything. And this was his approach. It was such a positive, upbeat message. Now we're down to that. Of course, they really can't talk about the accomplishments of Obama because the economy's tanking. The inflation, I just read yesterday, has gone up to 2%. So inflation, because you're printing money, eventually, as Ron Paul has always said, it leads to terrible inflation. Most of the jobs that are being created are low-level jobs of part-time. Legal immigration become a nightmare. We're not respected anywhere in the world. So they're going to preach not their accomplishment, envy and hatred. The fact that envy and resentment, the fact that they have to do that is an admission of the failure of their policies, because if their policies had succeeded, they would be talking about
the
success.
And Dr. Nick, though, this is not you saying I'm ringing the endorsement of Republicans either, because we've seen the failure of big government conservatism. They're not honoring any kind of founding-type principle that would limit government intrusion on a foreign or domestic interventionist level.
I watch these Republicans on Fox. It's like they're reading memorized lines. They don't have any fire in their gut. They don't have any. They're just trying to think of what they need to say to look good. That's what Cantor did. Mm-hmm. Good riddance to Cantor. I'm glad he's gone. He's a Republican. I could care less what he is. He was another two-bit political huckster. Get rid of him.
Exactly.
The founding fathers all had day jobs. You know, Benjamin Franklin, along the line, discovered electricity, created the first charity hospital in Philadelphia that was the basis of the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center, created a newspaper that was very successful, wrote an almanac, and also discovered electricity and helped found the country.
Career politicians, both Democrat and Republican. Of course, we offend all of them. If they're career, they're not doing the right thing. Go out, get a job. Hey, happy Father's Day. Dr. Nick, thank you for being with me. What a great show.
Great show.
All right. We'll be back with Dr. Nick again. We'll be back. Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.